Rather player, getting back to on task, what has to happen over the next three matches? As Coach said, you guys are in control of your own destiny.
We have to win.
Well, yeah.
Well, it starts with practice. Also, taking care of your body off the court. I know that it is towards the, end of the regular season, so we do have to focus on making sure that we're being pro athletes. We're making sure that we're icing, we're communicating with the coaches about how our bodies are feeling, and just doing what we need to do off the court so we can translate on the court.
Yeah, I think Angel touched on it with me personally, but finding consistency. And we, like you said early on, we show spurts of greatness. I mean, I think at times we've absolutely played like the best team in this league this year, and I can say that with a whole lot of confidence. And we have the pieces. It's all there, and I think us taking it upon ourselves to be consistent, execute a game plan that our coaches put together consistently, and fight. I think it, at the end of the regular season, like, you've seen these teams so many different times at this point. They've seen us, and so it's a matter of executing when it comes down to it, and I think building consistency, it starts with that. And so, you know, just playing our game, like Raynell touched on it with her, like, not trying to be something we aren't. Like, we can play Columbus Fury volleyball and be really successful when we do it at a high level. And so I think finding that within us, and Angel said it, it's on no one other than each of us individually doing it. And so, like I said, we have all the tools. I absolutely believe we can do it. I think every person in our locker room still believes that, which is a great start, but we got to go out and do it.
Raynell, you put it on the show tonight. When you were getting fired up after some of your big, you know, your big plays, how crucial is that, you know, when you guys are in, like, the holes, being able to spread that energy of, you know, it's time to fire up, you know, and getting everybody going?
Yeah, I've learned that negativity spreads a lot faster than positivity, and it's hard when you're down a couple points and you feel the team starting to, like we talked about, being in that hole. You just have to overly communicate with things like that. You don't have to be overly the fake positivity. I know that people can tell, people can read our bodies, but our body language is very important. Not to be mopey, not to show our emotions for, you know, making a mistake, because we're human, we make mistakes. So when you have a game plan, you just stick to the game plan, go back to our basics. But when you do make those big plays, and you have to celebrate, you have to have fun, you have to enjoy the game and just find what your love for the game is, and then, you know, feed off of it and enjoy it.
How much does the fans play into it? Like, you know, when you're starting on the rallies coming back, how much does the fans play in it for, you know, you and for it?
Yeah, you can feel the environment also feeding into that, I guess, that hole being dug, which we keep talking about. You can tell that they're a lot quieter. Even like a couple games ago, we were in the fourth set and people were starting to leave the game. And that was a big, I guess, realization to us that if we don't lock in and have some fun and show that we care about the game, then people aren't going to care either. So it's all tying into each other, us feeding off the environment, and they're feeding off of us. It's all a work in progress.
And how do you throw any curveball plays or setups or thoughts in practice for those next three games to try to throw off your opponents for the last three?
No, I think we got to take care of our side of the court at this point in time of the season. Like Tori said, everybody knows everybody. We've played everybody four times, some of the teams. And I think it's how we recover our side of the court. How do we arrive to the game as healthy as possible? This late in the season, everybody has different pains, so our main focus is just try to get as healthy as possible for the next game and execute our game plan. You know, we're going to go back to the film session and hopefully we prepare a good game plan for San Diego and start there. You know, we're going to take it one point at a time, one set at a time, and hopefully we can rally up and get nine sets in the next three games and be back here with a shot at making the playoffs, and then once we're in the playoffs, everything starts at zero, you know. And I think those teams, Nebraska, Atlanta, they play like that against us this last week, as good as they played, because I think they know that if we're in, we're trouble, you know. And I think they want to get us out now. So, you know, we're trying to get in there. I don't think these teams are the reason we're not going to get in there. I think we lost a couple of games along the way that might cost us at the end, but still, like I said, we control our destiny. And if we win these three games, we're in. So that's our mentality. That's our focus. One game at a time, one set at a time. go back, control what we can control, try to get a little bit better in transition. That's what's been lacking the last two games, and we're going to work on it tomorrow. We're going to work on it on Monday, and hopefully on Tuesday it will pay off.
What was one thing that stood out to you in the first set that your team was doing well?
I thought we were finishing the rallies, you know, thing that didn't happen after. I thought there were big rallies on both sides, and most of the long rallies, we were winning them on the first set. That changed over the course of the game, and then the longer rallies, they were the ones dominated, and that's where the game was decided. I thought our reception was good from times. Their reception was kind of like ours. Like I said, we were a better blocking team than them. We created more opportunities in defense than them. We just couldn't finish them. And we were doing that in the first set. We did that through the second set until like 17, 18. And we did that also in the third set until 17. But then, you know, we crumbled there at the end. So,
Stu, we'll do you and then okay. We'll be done.
Tonight was teacher's night. So is there anybody from your background that you want to credit that helped you out? I know I got a couple, but each of you just tell me or tell all of us about a certain teacher in your life.
Yeah, so my dad is a teacher. He's been a teacher for the last 25 years. He teaches special ed English, so he really learned, he knows patience, especially me as well and my four other siblings. So I do have to give him credit for the amount of patience that he's had with us over the years.
I've had a lot of awesome teachers in my life, going as early as elementary school. And then a teacher I really remember was my senior year English teacher, Mrs. Norman. I think she impacted me a lot as a person, and also just made class fun. You know, I always kind of liked history and English more than math or science, and so I already kind of enjoyed her class, and she always found a way to tie in life lessons with what we were doing, and I really appreciated that. And her and I have stayed in touch over the years, which is really cool. And so she's been amazing. And I throw coaches into teaching. My dad's a coach, and I've had incredible coaches throughout my career. I feel like I'm one of the luckiest athletes out there to have played for the coaches I have, from club to high school to college to professionally. And I think he's a big part of that. Playing for him last year in Puerto Rico was just an honor, and I've learned a lot, and I think he takes a lot of pride in the way that he teaches. He teaches how to play the game, he teaches how to compete, he teaches how to fight and learn how to win, and so I've been really thankful for that. I've always kind of thought of coaches and teachers as the same, and so I think it's awesome that we got to honor them tonight.
Aniel, if you can remember that far?
I think I can.
Did you just call him old?
You know, I love math and science, mm-hmm. but my favorite teacher was my physical education teacher. So I owe what I am today to him. He was my physical education teacher from sixth grade till I graduated from high school. He was the one to convince me to become a volleyball player. Other than volleyball, he taught me a lot of life lessons that I probably carry along. And if it wasn't for him, probably I wouldn't be sitting here. I always looked up to him. He was a professional coach also back in my hometown in Puerto Rico. He coached our national team for a while, and I always looked up to him and said that hopefully one day I could fill half of his shoes, I would be happy. And lucky enough, and you know, the story is like my first pro job, I brought him in as my assistant. So, you know, I gave him credit for that. My respect goes all the way to kindergarten with him, so it was a fun experience for me coaching with him, assisting me. So, I owe what I am basically to my physical education teacher from my high school. So, yeah, shout out to Grillo.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.